Hey there, we are Valentine in the Morning. You have found yourself the Valentine in the Morning Full Show Podcast. It's the entire show, baby, in bite-sized chunks, minus the music, minus the commercials, minus the things that get in the way of our words.
It's just all the good stuff right here for you.
The comedy, the moments of joy, the moments of tears, everything that makes our show what our show is.
But we'd still like you to listen live, if you can.
No, there's no if you can, you must. Listen, you've got to listen to our show live 5 to 10 Monday through Friday. Then if you miss anything, you can catch up with later on with this, the full show podcast. But I remind you, there's nothing like listening live and being in the moment with us who are currently telling you this on tape that's been recorded previously. Don't pay any attention to that. Now sit back and enjoy the full show replay of Valentine in the Morning.
Get up!
Valentine in the Morning.
104.3 MyFM.
Jonas Brothers, it's 104.3 MyFM, Valentine in the Morning. We were just talking off the air about Succession. It's back on TV. John, you've not seen it.
No, what service did you say this one was on?
This is on HBO.
Oh, I have Max. That. Oh,
you we're do? Good. We're
well, I mean, I share a house with a bunch of roommates, so we have someone's mom's account for every service that we need.
Do you have every streaming service?
We have every single one.
Oh my gosh, you guys are living the good life over there.
It's real nice, and we don't pay for any of them.
Wait a minute, what did I just walk back?
They're family accounts that are shared in his house of all the streaming services.
We use someone's...
You scumbags.
Yes, we use all our mom's accounts for all the streaming services.
Oh my God, you scumbags. Well, mom and paying for it and bull.
Your mom uses your Netflix?
Yeah, but I'm not using my mom's.
Yeah, but you share.
Yeah, but I've reached a point now where the son takes care of the mom.
That's true.
That's true. We'll get there.
Guilt trip. Spent some time down the hall. Sorry, it's late. I was talking to Nick Festuto about the Red Sox Astros.
Didn't I instruct you to not talk
to
him?
I
walked down
people.
The hall to like get water for the coffee and stuff like that. And then I just started talking to people. Said hi to Guy. Said hi to Nick, who's a great guy. Nick's worked for the
Love
Secret
him.
Show for like a thousand million years. And then I bumped into Valerie on the way back in.
Valerie, what are you guys doing?
I was telling her, could you hear the news? She goes, what's the news? I got the pumpkin pie. She goes, oh my God, the pumpkin pie. She's so excited about the pumpkin pie.
Who wouldn't be?
Then I had an argument with myself on the way to get the water for the coffee. No, this is true. And John, you'll learn this about me.
Okay.
Well, my mind works in mysterious ways, right? Okay. And this is not me trying to toot my own horn, beautiful mind type stuff or anything. Or John Travolta phenomenon with a tumor. But no, it's just my mind. I wish I could manifest this and to be something better. But it goes like at the speed of light sometimes with arguments and thoughts and daydreams and everything else. And I walk into the coffee, so this is before Nick Festuto, before Valerie and the pumpkin pie incident. Walk in there, I'm arguing, who's better, Elton John or Billy Joel?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's that hard. I don't know if it's that hard. A lot of people, Elton John's a better performer. Well, I had the argument, so I'll tell you. Elton John is obviously a great performer on stage, right? Elton John's a great musician. He's a talented piano musician, everything. But he had a co-writer, Bernie Taupin. Billy Joel didn't, as far as I know. Billy Joel also, I would argue, is a better musician than Elton John.
Yeah, I hear you on
that. You hear
that.
Me on that one, right? Now, Elton does have the better voice. Billy Joel wrote his own songs, better musician, and the catalog's very, very deep.
Billy Joel always wrote his songs alone?
Yeah, he may be a writer here and there, I don't know, but Bernie Taupin was Elton's writer with
partner.
Him. That was a partner, yeah, that was a huge thing. When they broke up, that was a huge thing, too. So I don't know. My argument by the time I got to the coffee thing, I was like, I think it's Billy Joel. I think Billy Joel is better.
You are a Billy Joel fan.
Yeah. Okay.
In my mind, there's something you can't even explain it about Elton John, but his music just kind of hits a little different. Mm-hmm. He's got the soul, man.
He's got the soul. What are you talking about? He's got the soul.
I don't know. He's just got something that sometimes his songs.
You ever hear the Carnegie Hall live tapes from 1977 of Billy Joel?
I know. You're a big fan. I know you're a Billy Joel fan. But if you take that out...
Listen to New York State of Mind from like 77 Carnegie Hall.
I can't argue with that. Great song.
Right.
But I'm going to put Elton on top. I'm sorry.
What?
Yes.
Go down the hall and talk to yourself, then come back. Because that's where I came to that realization. All right, curiosity. We don't play either, by the way.
Nope.
31043. Who do you think is better, Billy Joel or Elton John? Jill, what do you think?
I don't know enough about Billy Joel.
Gotcha.
But I love Romeo and Juliet. which was all Elton John songs. Mm. So,
was Anna Kendrick in that too?
Yes, oh, that right. was the voice. Yeah,
there's a reference to Romeo and Juliet.
I know a lot more Elton John songs than I do Billy Joel songs.
Carnegie tapes from '77.
Yeah, I feel like without seeing those artists in their prime, my opinion isn't going to help much.
What's your opinion?
Don't have one also.
Okay. All right, there it is. He goes, also trying to figure out who they are. 6:15, Tony Jordan. Tony, what do you think? What's your opinion?
I'm with Jill. I know more about Elton John than I do about Billy Joel. I know more of his songs, so I couldn't tell you.
I'll put together like a little hot list for you guys. And I'm a huge Elton John fan, too. I went and saw him at the Forum, I think it was, when he came to town and everything.
Nice.
You know, so huge fan. But just that argument with myself walking to the coffee machine I wanted to share with you guys. All right, what do we got for traffic?
Well, they're still working on this cleanup in Elysian Park, southbound side of the 5 connector to the 110 South. That's an overturned rig. Hazmat spill is being cleaned up. So now you are starting to see a few brake lights as you're coming up.
Valentine in the morning. 104.3 My FM. Three things you need to know right now.
Couple things right off the text line at 31043. A lot of people saying Billy Joel, looks like, so far, right?
Everyone is saying Billy Joel. Not a single person is with me on the Elton John.
Sorry about that. Now you're fishing for that response,
just
probably.
Just saying. Text.
Also, Jill, look at this. Bobby the Vet says Billy because he wasn't caught up in the Pandora Papers. I didn't know that Elton John was caught up in the Pandora Papers. Breaking news from Bobby the Vet there. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby.
Yesterday, firefighters battled a massive fire at a single-story commercial building in Canoga Park. About 150 firefighters were able to put the fire out within about 75 minutes. It reportedly broke out at a marijuana grow operation. Three civilians were severely injured. They had out in 75, but they all hung out for like 4 or 5 hours and had some chips and dip. No, I don't know. Crews were able to prevent it from damaging other nearby structures. Thank goodness. Amazon has announced plans to hire over 150,000 seasonal employees in anticipation of the holiday rush. Amazon says the jobs have an average starting pay of $18 an hour. They'll also offer a $3,000 sign-on bonus in some locations in an attempt to lure more workers in a very tight labor market. Recently, companies like Amazon, Target, and Walmart have started offering perks like free college tuition in an attempt to attract employees.
Nice.
Johnny in sports.
Tonight, the Dodgers play the Atlanta Braves in Game 3 of the National League Championship Series. So Walker Buehler is scheduled to pitch and get it done today on the mound as the Dodgers are currently down 2-0 in the series. And remember, it's the best of 7 that will advance onto the World Series. So it's time to start winning some games, and that can start today in Game 3. That starts actually at 2 p.m., so a little bit earlier than normal as well. So get ready for that.
Get ready to get out of work early. Start your now.
Quit.
Coming up, we're one quit. Hour away from a chance. Would you say quit? Yeah, quit and then go work for Amazon. You'll be fine. One hour away from $9,500 with What's That Noise. Plus, Jill's been house sitting for her sister.
And dog sitting.
And she lost her dog.
I had one of the scariest moments of my entire life. Like, I wanted to throw up when
this
happened.
Does your sister know the story?
I called her about 20 minutes after everything had happened.
Right.
Yeah.
And said, where do you think, if your dog ran away, where do you think your dog...
It was really scary.
Let's do like a hypothetical here. Let's say your dog, his name Mister, bolts out the front door and you can't find him. Like, where would where would he go? Any spots? Talk.
Valentine in the morning. Yeah. 104.3
My FM. 6:27. It's 104.3 My FM. This is Valentine in the morning. Jill is house sitting for her sister who's on her honeymoon. She was in Greece. Greece had a big earthquake, but your sister never mentioned that.
No. They were at the airport about an hour ago leaving for Italy. So they are having the time of their life.
Oh my gosh.
Just eating the most delicious food, seeing the most beautiful locations.
As they should.
Yeah, they should. It's their honeymoon. I have never been to Greece. It looks like an amazing destination. You see all those houses that are so white and the painted doors. Where's that?
That's Santorini.
Is it Santorini?
I think it is.
Okay.
I've been to a couple areas in Greece and it's just, you can't do it justice. Like, you have to see it in order to like.
And it's safe and everything?
Yeah.
As far as you know? Yeah,
as far as I know.
Sometimes I thought Greece wasn't like the safest place.
Oh.
I don't know.
I was fine.
No, it must be totally safe. I know Egypt. Is Egypt safe? That's like one of those places you want to go see the pyramids one day or something. That's on your bucket list. Then you're like, yeah, I don't know. But my level of safe and other people's level of safe are different things. I'm like, it better be safe. How's that dog? Is that dog safe?
I'm dog sitting Mister, their dog. And I left the house.
Who calls
and
the dog Mister?
That's the dog's
It sounds
name.
Like they couldn't come up with a name, so they just started calling him Mister and it stuck.
Yeah.
I did that once.
We're not judging, but listen, it's like with a baby's name. You work it out, you try it out, And so I just picturing you're, don't get mad. You're making mad face.
I'm not making a mad face.
That's not a happy face. But imagine you're outside.
The quote is, who names their dog Mister?
Well, I know. That's what I'm asking. Because you walk outside. Great, wonderful people. That's who. Great, talented world travelers. But you walk outside and the dog had run away. So you're like, Mister, Mister. And people are like, oh, she's really looking for a guy. Mister, come on out of the bushes.
We also call him Bubba Boy.
Oh, that works out better. Bubba Boy!
But I had left and then I came home. I came back to their house and I have to use an app to open up the gate to their house and then the app to open up their garage.
Oh, they're all like
keyless.
Oh, I love
keyless
that.
Entry. So wow. I was driving down the street and I opened the gate. And as I'm pulling up into their driveway, Mister is sitting there.
Shut up!
On the front porch.
Make it a run for it.
And I was like, what in the world? So I immediately put the car in park. I jump out. He runs to me, jumps in my arms. The garage is open because I'd opened at this point too. But I'm like, what in the world? How long has he been out here? How did he get out here? It had been like 5 hours since I was last at the house.
Holy Bubba Boy.
So I'm like, what in the world? I go into the garage and the garage door is slightly opened. You know, the door leading into their house was slightly opened. Mm. And I thought, oh my gosh, somebody's in the house. So I pick up Mister. I jump in the car.
Yeah.
I head down the street and I immediately FaceTime Britt, my sister. Yeah. And at this point, it's like 7 a.m. in Greece where they're at.
Sure.
They're in the dark. And I'm like, I am so sorry. Right. Everything is okay. Yeah. Everything's fine.
Oh, I hate those calls.
But when I pulled up into the driveway right now, Mister was sitting on the porch and they jump out of bed. They're like, whoa, what happened? And so I'm thinking, and we're all thinking, there's someone, that there was someone in the house.
Holy, so the house got burgled?
I thought.
Right, okay.
Everything's fine, but also there might be someone in your house.
There may be somebody in the house.
There may be somebody dressed in black right now in the bushes taking pictures.
So Britt's checking the alarm system because I did not set the alarm when I left. Mm. But she can tell when windows and doors were open just based on the app.
I love this high-tech house of hers. I know, right?
Yeah. So she's looking through it, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And, you know, we don't see anything that was open while I was gone.
Can I just have one, say one thing?
Yes.
I've got to take a break.
Sure.
On time-wise, and I want to hear the story, Enzo. So right after the break?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Valentine in the morning. More music, more...
Valentine in the morning. What's up?
104.3
My FM.
104.3 My FM.
All right, Tony, how was your night last night?
It was good. I had dinner with my son and his girlfriend. We went out for sushi.
Oh, hello.
It was yummy.
Yummy, yummy. How long has he been with his girlfriend?
Almost 2 years.
Okay, oh, wow. Thoughts? You like her? Yeah. She's cool?
Yeah, I'm getting to know her better. I didn't really get to know her, I think, first year because of the whole COVID thing.
We were really far apart.
So I didn't really hang out with them much.
Did he get to know her, though?
I'm assuming so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening?
I don't know.
So good time hanging out. Nice chance to get to know her. And what's the age difference between your son and her?
Only 1 year.
Okay, very close.
They actually went to high school at the same time, but they were only like friends. And then they went their separate ways. And they were working at Six Flags together, so met each other again and then started dating from there.
Oh,
so
Stop.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
That's sweet.
Yeah, so they're doing good. I'm happy.
How cute.
And she reassured me that they're not having kids anytime soon, so I'm happy about that.
All right, right over the sushi. How about that?
I try to have that conversation with him, and he's just like, yeah, mom, whatever. So when I'm talking to her,
yeah,
like,
well, kids don't want to talk about that with their moms and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, I'm going to shut it down right now. Good news for you. We're not having kids anytime soon.
So.
All right. Weather today, partly sunny this afternoon. Temp 60s, low 70s, 52 Linwood, 50 Fountain Valley. Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
A lot of movie release dates have been pushed, including a few Marvel films. I'll tell you their new release dates coming up at 6:50.
Holy poop. Jill sounds like the worst house sitter ever. Didn't set the alarm, left the door open, opened the gate as she was driving up to the house, and then was surprised the dog was out, interrupting your sister's honeymoon at 7 a.m.?
Yeah, let me explain that real quickly here. I didn't set the alarm because I didn't think I was going to be gone that long. And so
Was this before you came into work or something?
This was during the afternoon.
Got it. Okay,
so I didn't think I was going to be gone that long. I didn't set the alarm. The door was shut. There's a door that leads from their house into the garage.
Right.
That door was completely shut.
Right.
The garage was shut.
For one sec, I just have one little bit left to do in the grind.
Okay.
The grind was almost done. I'm going to do this as you tell the story.
Okay. But I had to open the gate because I had to get into the driveway. So when I did open that first gate and he was sitting there, I freaked out, could not believe that he was outside of the house. I pick him up, I run into the garage, and I see that door is open, and so I thought somebody's definitely in the house.
Right.
I take the dog into the car with me. We drive down the street. I FaceTime my sister. She checks all the apps and said, and she can see from what everything she can tell.
She have cameras nothing, and stuff inside?
They have cameras for outside, but nothing for inside. And so she could tell nothing was opened between the time I had left and the time I had come back.
Okay.
So what I'm assuming is the dog was so excited when he heard me opening the gate that he was like,
he was
jumping
so excited.
Up.
Jill's babysitting me. I've got to go. It's Jill.
No, no, no.
I'm
like, he's excited somebody was home.
Sure.
And so he's jumping up. And I think what happened is he hit the knob of the door, opened that door himself.
I think this would happen, right?
Walked into the garage and then came out. Because when Britt reviewed.
And they've got no camera right there they can watch or anything.
Well, when Britt reviewed the camera, he comes out of the garage. So he wasn't outside that entire time. Oh. Thank goodness.
Got it. Okay.
He was inside the garage. Maybe
so
for,
when you opened the garage, then he came out
he
of the garage.
Out and he was sitting on the porch. So I just didn't see him walk out. But then I got so nervous thinking somebody is inside this house.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Because I didn't know.
Right.
Somebody could have ran in when I opened the garage. I don't know. So what?
Well, it's a lot of people getting in this house all the time.
When you're by yourself?
Yeah, I know.
But I was scared.
You're pulling up, you open the garage, somebody could have just run right in.
They could have been hiding behind the garage waiting for me to come home.
That's very true. But I mean, it's a lot of anxiety you got going on here.
Then I searched every single room and every single closet with a cuisine knife.
A cuisine knife?
In my hand.
They could have gone to a different room as you searched a room. They could have, like, one room to the other.
Well, no.
You clear one, and they hop over the bed and run to the other room.
I was... They're still there?
They could be there.
Yeah, maybe they're crouched. But
we've seen too many movies.
Jill, they actually could have come on the studio here and just crouched down like Brian's saying. They could be hiding down there by your toe.
No, I inspected the house 3 different times and went in a different pattern each time.
Uh-huh.
And then I would say
different
to him.
Different search grids.
I would say, I'm opening the closet. If you're in here, I have a knife. And I'd open the closet and he wouldn't be in there. Then I was inspecting like.
Where was he?
He ran out.
Oh!
He ran out. So now there was a guy. Okay.
No, luckily no one was in there. But I, just for my own sanity and my own peace of mind, I had to walk through with this huge knife. I don't know what I was going to do.
That's what I was wondering.
Well, the problem like with the building search, you've got to like make sure they can't get to a different area as you search one area. So building searches are really better with 2 people.
Well, I had the dog with me. So I knew if
he was trying to get out.
If he was acting crazy, if he was panting or like he was running around, then someone was definitely in the house.
So I
felt safe, but... I would
Did you
not
lock
have been
that
able.
Bedroom door?
Oh yeah. I wouldn't be able to recover if the dog had run out and.
Oh God, no.
That's their baby. Like
that's bad.
Oh,
that's bad.
I'm so happy that everything turned out okay, and that he just happened to just stroll out and walk out of the garage.
When the burglar opened the garage, or something.
Yeah. What kind of dog is this?
He's a what is he? He's a cute little pug.
He's a puggy looking dog.
And he jumped it open the door?
Yeah.
He
did.
He's a
right?
tank.
That was the burglar.
He's
dude.
A little tank.
That was the guy that's there right now.
We still have no idea how he opened the door, but somehow he did.
Huh. But he's also like, he's high most of the time, I think.
The dog?
Yeah, they give him some meds. Don't they give him meds?
They used to for his anxiety, but he's really adjusted well to the new house, so he's feeling good.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah, he knows how to open the doors and everything.
Yeah.
He's adjusted quite well to the new house. 644. Yeah, dog sitting, not for me. Things go bad. That's a lot of responsibility. $9,500 coming up 7:25 with What's That Noise?
It's been a long day without you, my friend.
Valentine in the morning.
104.3 My FM.
104.3 My FM. It's Valentine in the morning. We do first sip. We had a keyboard installed here in the studio. John's going to now tickle some ivories for us for first sip. Go ahead, John.
Tell me when.
Go ahead, buddy. So today I want to talk about youth. Youth and old age. For some of us, we get up in the morning, we're like, ah, the aches, the pains. Well, look at you go. And we start to be like, oh, I'm getting older. And youth is always wasted on, well, the youth. So if you struggle with that, if you feel like the things you want in life, and I know I'm talking to one of you right now, if you feel like the things you want in life have escaped you, it's gone by too fast. The youth is no longer there for you. Remember a very solid truth here. Tomorrow, you're older than you are today. So your youth is still here. Tomorrow you're older, the day after you're older, but right now you're younger. Don't waste another day. If you've got something you want to try, If you've got something you want to do, if you've got something you want to say to somebody, say it to them. Time goes by so very fast. In the blink of an eye, it goes by. When you look at old black and white photos and stuff of family members, maybe you've got those from back in the day, and you look at them, it seems so long ago, but in those photos, they were young. They were fit, they were doing their stuff, they were living their best lives. And if you can hear the voices from the past and you look at those photos, they would tell you to live your best life today. Don't be mad because you're not 27 like this pianist over here. Live your best life. Go after it. Chase it down. Hear the voices from the past telling you to go ahead. You're not too old for anything. Count us up, Jill.
1, 2, 3. I didn't know Brian brought his violin today. That was beautiful, Brian, as well.
And Jill with the timpani coming in, too. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Pull back the curtain, guys. Just pull it back. Nobody noticed. Everybody thought John was playing that.
104.3 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in Hollywood headlines.
A TV star was so fed up with Halloween costumes of versions of himself, he made his own. I'll tell you who right after traffic.
Right next. The traffic report is sponsored by University of Redlands.
Valentine in the morning.
Wake up.
104.3 MyFM.
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines.
A lot of movie release dates are changing. First off, Harrison Ford's Indiana Jones 5, which is also starring Phoebe Waller-Bridge, that's been pushed back another year to June 30th of 2023.
Indiana Jones 5?
Yes.
See what I'm talking about with age and youth and feeling you're too old for something? Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones 5. Look
still
at you,
Indiana
brother.
Indiana Jones, yes. And a lot of changes coming to the Marvel movies as well. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness now is going to come out May 6th. Thor Love and Thunder moves back 2 months to July 8th. And then Black Panther Wakanda Forever is now going to be out November 11th of 2022. So we're going to have to wait a little bit longer for these movies.
How does anybody keep track of any of this stuff?
And Guy Fieri, he posted on Twitter the other day. He was so upset at this picture he found of a Guy Fieri Halloween costume, but it was a knockoff and it was the governor of Tasteville. So he was like, put whoever made this in prison. And then he decided, you know what? I'm taking matters into my own hands. He now has his own Guy Fieri Halloween costume that you can buy on his website.
Of course,
it'll cost
right.
you about $70, but it comes with the visor and the hair and the matching shirt and shorts. But okay. He was like, he couldn't deal with the knockoff anymore.
That's funny.
I'm Jill through Hollywood Headlines.
Hey, coming up in the Battle of the Sexes, tickets to see Bruno Mars in Las Vegas. 2-night hotel stay, the gas card, which you need right now, right? Bruno Mars in Las Vegas. If you want in for the Battle of the Sexes, 866-544-MYFM.
Valentine in the morning. 104.3
MyFM.